And Jason Mayansky in this morning, this is his week to be in, but obviously he had a council meeting yesterday morning and other things to take care of. So I appreciate you coming in on this extra day here.
Scott, I was told to come in and get my TU baseball tickets for tomorrow night. I won Jethro Trivia this morning. Oh, I didn't know this was going to be an interview process.
Yeah, sorry. Got to do that.
I was tricked.
Obviously, a lot of people talked about BTU, and we'll talk about that. But y'all did take some other action yesterday's or in this week's council meeting anyway on Tuesday. So talk about that a little bit.
Well, it seems like the city council and Brian either takes forever to get something done or gets it done in record time.
Yes, so, as a matter of fact.
So one of those items that has taken forever to get accomplished is the personal care centers, personal care homes. We've been talking about it for several years. Our P&Z has been researching and looking into other cities to see what they do. And we finally came up with what I think is a really good compromise for both sides that were involved, those that want to support and see the personal care facilities available in Bryan and those that were against having them in Bryan. Basically, when you have up to three senior citizens living in a residential house in your neighborhood. So right now you could have four unrelated college kids living next to you in most neighborhoods outside of the RNCs. That's okay, but there were a lot of folks that were against having three senior citizens or disabled residents in a home. And so we were trying to come up with a compromise and basically in support of the residential conservation districts, we had prohibited personal care facilities in the RNCs and are allowing them up to the three limit in out throughout other parts of Bryan. Of course, if they want to have four or more, then they're licensed by the state of Texas, right, and they can go in any neighborhood in Bryan College Station, regardless of the restrictions. They're protected by law because of fair housing. But
sure.
And it is because of fair housing concerns and you know, the different state statutes that are involved. It was difficult decisions, you know. But I think we've got a fair compromise. And, again, it is another option for our senior citizens in this community. If you can't live out the rest of your life in a in your own personal home, you may not want to be in an institutionalized facility, then you've got this as an option. And there's about eight of them that we're aware of in Bryan right now.
I'm not familiar with – this seems to be something that's only happening in Bryan and not in College Station. Is that – yeah, again, it's part of it is my ignorance of the situation. Maybe they cannot exist in College Station. What's your knowledge there?
They do exist in College Station. There hasn't been any issues in College Station. We had, I think Chuck Condola mentioned at the council meeting the other night, you know, we did have an incident with one operator that made the news that was doing some things she shouldn't have been doing. And, and so that kind of highlighted it for the rest, and everyone's assuming that, well, they're all going to be like that operator, and that's what they're going to be like. But personal care facilities are all over this country. I've got relatives that have been in them in different parts of Texas. Most of the people that we've talked to know someone in a personal care facility, and they do provide a service to our senior citizens. You know, it's affordable care that's in the comfort and warmth of a home. In the community that they want to live in, but College Station hasn't had an issue with it. They haven't addressed it. Hasn't been on their radar. It's been more so on the radar because of the one operator that didn't get along with the neighbors, and so it was, I think, more geared towards that one operator who's out of business at this point. But the other eight that are in business right now have done a great job, haven't had any complaints about their facilities. The residents are happy. The families of the residents have been very happy with the care that they've received.
Okay. Jason Mayansky joined us this morning. But again, of course, the BTU change is something that everybody talked about, and we Councilman Sutherland was on yesterday. But obviously, I want to get your thoughts as mayor and one member of council. This is something that happened basically at warp speed. What was the need for this to happen on consecutive days to have the two votes?
Well, that was decided on by four council members. We have certain policies at the city of Bryan. If a council member wants to put something on an agenda, two council members can submit in writing to put something on the agenda. The mayor can put something on the agenda. The city manager can put something on the agenda. After a certain deadline, then the mayor and the city manager could add something to the agenda last minute, or four council members can put in writing to put something on the agenda. So it was done by four council members, not by the mayor, not by the city manager, to add this to the agenda. So it was I wasn't a part of that four to expedite this matter in the, you know, 24-hour period that it was done in, but I respect the wishes of our council and the majority of the council that wanted to do this. So it was put on the agenda, and it was passed successfully.
The concept is, though, that the votes are separated so the council members have time to think about the information that's been presented and then make their determination. It was enough time given for that?
We've been thinking about all the different concerns, and BTU's been talked about for many, many years. This isn't something that's come up overnight or over the past week or so. I mean, BTU, I mean, obviously y'all talked about it with the previous city manager, with the city manager before that. You know, there's been a lot of discussion about the two entities. Should they become one again? Who should oversee BTU? And I want to clarify the record. It's been either print media or television media or someone that's mentioned that, the board was stripped of their powers. The board is as strong as ever. There's only, they want to hire and fire the general manager. So that is given back to the city manager, which it used to be in the past. In regards to some of the TMPA issues, the city council will be brought in on the loop on those issues. That's just, more checks and balances when it comes to TMPA contracts. And then when it comes to high-dollar real estate purchases beyond right-of-ways, easements, those type of things, the city council will be in the loop and in regards to those issues. So, the budgetary process, all of the other day-to-day ongoings that the board was involved with in the past will continue to be involved with. So they're not an advisory board, as it was discussed previously, that the language that was put on the agenda was the most harsh circumstance that could have happened. That was changed, amended, to what we have today. So there was only certain subsections that ordinance that was amended. So everything else is in play, and the board of directors done a wonderful job for the city of Bryan, and our staff at BTU have done a wonderful job. I mean, we have some of the top rates in the state of Texas, top customer service, in my opinion, in the state of Texas, and we'll continue to have those for our ratepayers and for our residents.
Well, the previous city manager was simply looking for some transparency. So how is it that things are different now that the council can unanimously vote that the city manager at this time should now be overseeing BTU when you didn't feel that way a couple of years ago?
Well, there's always things that occur from time to time, and the council at this time thought it was the right thing to do and something to look into, and so that's the direction that we're headed at this point. But, again, it's been discussed for many years with various past mayors, past council members. And, again, it's an initiative of this council that they decided to go ahead and act on some of those.
I have no reason to think that he's incorrect in saying this yesterday. Councilman Sutherland said that there basically are seven departments that exist within BTU that also exist in the city of Bryan. Sounds like we may have some duplication there.
There is, and I think there's definitely some possibilities, and our council and our interim city manager, Keene Redster, have been talking about consolidation of different positions. I mean, we've been trying to cut costs for the past many years in these tough economic times. We've kept our tax rate low over the last 10 years. So we're trying to cut expenses, and if we can, consolidate the IT department or maybe the finance department, and that would be a win-win for the taxpayers of Bryan. But that's something we will be looking at. We actually have a vacancy. We do not have a CFO right now. So, the CFO from BTU and some of their staff with some of our finance staff can merge, and that would be maybe one example where we can save on some administrative cost.
You know, we're going to have the BTU-sponsored event this weekend. BTU has sponsored many things, not the least of which Texas Reds. As one member of council, do you believe that now that there is an overview by the city manager that possibly the marketing things that BTU has done is money that could be spent someplace else?
Well, that's not the mayor's decision, Scott. That'll be up to the BTU board. That'll be up to the BTU staff and our city manager to decide where those monies will be spent. BTU has definitely been a wonderful sponsor of many events throughout the community and different charities, and I don't see that necessarily changing. So that will definitely be something they'll have to look at. And I think the biggest concern that we've heard for some people as well, and it's a concern of mine also, Scott, is that not necessarily this council, but future councils will raid the coffers. BTU is a very successful organization. The residents have to understand that we have a city charter in place that doesn't allow for more than 7% money transferred back to the city of Bryan from BTU. So to change that to 7.5% or 8% or 10% would require an election by the citizens of Bryan. So unless that's ever changed and the citizens decide to transfer more than 7%, it's capped at 7%, so that the checks and balances are in place there.
Well, and speak to, because I'm sure that we haven't said it, but I know that there are people out there going, oh, well, now the city manager is going to be over this, the rates are going to go up. And I know that that's something that a lot of people are concerned about.
Well, the rates have always been suggested and recommended by the BTU board and voted on by the Bryan City Council. So we've always had that on our shoulders, Scott. The city council has always given final approval on the rates to increase them or decrease them or keep them the same. So I don't see any of that changing. It's business at hand at the city of Bryan and BTU. We're all part of the same family. We're just trying to find different ways that we can cut costs and provide better services for our citizens. And this is one way that our council decided to make a move and saving some dollars here.
Okay, good. Thanks for the time this morning.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Jason Majewski, the mayor of Bryan, in for a special Thursday visit this morning. Our community interview brought to you by the Mar Eye Center.